Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. We're going to be joined by Mike Sempervivi in the next segment. And yes, Dr. Lucha is going to be on the show today. He'll be joining us in the second half of the program. We got a lot of stuff to talk about with Dr. Lucha. CMLL has their anniversary show coming up in about a week. It's actually going head-to-head with the Ring of Honor pay-per-view. And next week is Ring of Honor week here on the program. Every single day, we will be joined by the stars of Ring of Honor. So that's next week on the program. And Dr. Lucha is going to be on today to talk about this CMLL anniversary show, which is taking place at the same time. Big main event. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about La Parca and really everything else that's going on in the world of Lucha. Dr. Lucha coming up here in about a half hour. We've also got a lot of news. WWE's got Night of Champions coming up. And we've already got the early odds. And keep in mind, some people don't like when I read the odds here on this program. But the reality is, everything is subject to change. So we've got the odds for Seth Rollins versus Sting. And we have the odds for Seth Rollins versus John Cena. Who the odds makers believe at this moment are going to be winning those big matches. So we'll talk about that on the show today. We've got a tough enough competitor. We got two tough enough competitors that have reported for duty. And we've got another tough enough competitor who apparently may have already signed with the company. If not, this person is already doing work for the company, so we'll talk about that here today. We have also got the latest on Hulk Hogan, a former pro wrestling promoter that has been detained by police in Australia, and so much more on the program today, so stick around. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news to talk about here today, as well as Dr. Lucha is going to be on the show here in about a half hour now. And I want to start off today by noting that the surgery just occurred. Lana underwent wrist surgery. So for those of you keeping track of this angle, since the love, can't even call it a love triangle, love square, since the whole storyline started with Lana and Sexy Submissive Summer, which is her new name, and Rusev, and Dolph Ziggler.
That hairless bastard.
Yeah. Anyway, since that started, we have now had Rusev go down with an ankle injury. We've had Dolph Ziggler have to miss at least a month due to filming a movie. Lana has now broken her wrist. So hopefully Summer has been taking care of herself, because if the past is any indication, she needs to watch out.
Well, you are trying to will this into happening, aren't you?
No, I'm not. God forbid something happened to Hot Summer.
You have brought this up several times, and now Hot Sexy Submissive Summer. I don't know why you are telling her to look over her shoulder when all she has got to do is look into her heart and see that it is broken. Rusev told you that on Monday night. I think the biggest injury out of all of this may have been for Summer Rae's her heart. Her soul.
Now listen, Mike, I got a lot of power, okay? I single-handedly willed away the buffering on the WWE Network.
This is true.
So the least I can do is wish Hot Summer the best and tell her to look over her shoulder so we don't have any problems down the road.
That's true. I don't know if the injury to her heart is worse than the injury to her acting career after wrestling, but... If she wanted to have one, that is, but...
Who doesn't? So, yeah, she just underwent
surgery. Hey, that SAG card gets you a lifetime of benefits. So, let's also... You know, Terry Funk has been very forward-thinking on a lot of things in life, and it's not, obviously... I mean, there were wrestlers who were acting in the 30s, you know, and for God's sakes. But there's one of the forward-looking things that Terry Funk ever did... SAG cards, because you'll have insurance for the rest of your life. And a lot of smart guys did that. And hey, young guys, if you're listening to this show for any reason, do that.
So Lana underwent surgery, and that's the latest on that situation there. As I noted before the break, I have got some odds, Mike, for the WWE Night of Champions show, the two championship matches that Seth Rollins had, or is going to have. And as everybody is well aware, you shouldn't read too much into these prior to the show actually taking place, because who only knows what's going to happen between now and Night of Champions. And really, if you thought about it, you probably could have figured out what they were going to do one way or the other. The odds for this match so far, Mike. Seth Rollins versus Sting. Seth Rollins is currently -410, and Sting is +90. So Seth Rollins is a strong favorite going into the World Heavyweight Championship match, which I don't think would have surprised anybody, quite frankly. And the United States Championship John Cena is the favorite, minus 175 to Seth Rollins plus 135. So it looks like the way that they're building this up here, most likely Cena's going to win his championship back. Seth Rollins will retain the world title. I don't think that this is really a surprise to anybody. I don't think there's any reason to keep both belts on the guy. But as of today, that seems to be the direction they're heading.
I know Sting, Sting was not damaged at WrestleMania, although it will be a running joke forever amongst wrestling fans, and probably something where if a fan got even a little bit more hardcore later on while watching the WWE Network, and if they decide to watch this in order, they will wonder probably why Sting lost at WrestleMania against Triple H, but it won't kill Sting. He will still be popular. That's the one thing we said about this, is no matter almost what happens with Sting, people will still want to see him, at least for a little while, and still may want to see Sting and The Undertaker at any point, because that's how popular Sting is and how iconic he is. But do you do any damage to Sting if you decide to have the Wyatts attack him, or however it is that you get out of Seth Rollins or pinning him clean? Because that's not going to happen. You know there's going to be some sort of wackiness. Rollins is probably going to lose to Cena. He's going to look weak because that's what his title reign has been designed to do. I'm not saying that's negative because I think he's pulled off the chicken-esque heel fantastically. But he's not going to beat Sting clean. He's not going to do some incredible parkour technique up the ropes and do some cannonball on top of Sting. That ain't going to happen. So how does Sting lose, and does Sting losing hurt anything at all? You know, is Sheamus involved in this with a payoff? That, to me, that's a very intriguing thing. Never seen odds under 100, so it's interesting to see Sting is plus 90. But it's interesting to see
plus 290.
Oh, plus 290, okay. That makes a little bit more sense. But I'm interested to see how they get out of this, and As I know this is damaging in theory to the WWE title, but it's also another one of those things where in the grand scheme of things, I wonder how much anybody cares. Do you give Sting his kind of like his lifetime achievement award, you know, quote unquote, because it's the title that's always alluded to? I mean, they brought that up, even though it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever because he hasn't tried to go after it. Does Sting get a very, very short reign with that title where somebody else who he's going to be dealing with later on helps to cost him the belt against a Sheamus or back to Seth Rollins?
I don't think so. I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, you could. It doesn't really matter, I guess, but
well, do you have Sting lose clean?
I don't know if I have him lose clean, but you know, here's the deal. Here's the big question, really. What match is going to go on last? Because one match is for the World Heavyweight title, which is a number one belt. But the other match involves John Cena also fighting for a belt. And so if you're concerned and you're WWE, you could do a deal where you say, all right, well, we're gonna have Sting lose this match, but we're gonna do a goofy, wacky screw job finish. Maybe somebody will run in. Who knows? If you wanted to, you could even do a disqualification. You could do any sort of goofy finish you wanted, because at the end of the show, you're going to have John Cena versus Seth Rollins. John Cena is going to beat the guy clean in the middle of the ring to send all of the little children home happy. And they'll forget what happened earlier in the show with the other botched finish. You know what they can do? I just had an idea. This just came to me. Since they copy everything anyway, just copy whatever they do with Jay Lethal on Friday.
That's probably the case.
Although with Jay Lethal, I actually do expect him to retain both of those belts.
Yeah, actually, I do too. That's a subject for next week with ROH week and all the guests we're going to have on throughout the week. You know, another thing they could do is just, you know, if they wanted to copy something, they could just call back on history, have a reason that Sting is, or that John
Nick Patrick is the referee.
Well,
and
no,
he botches up the finish.
John Cena, well, I didn't even think about that for the finish, but I guess you could do that, although I'm sure they would do something else rather than to call back to that one. But have a reason that Cena's late to the building. Have a reason that they've had to reshuffle the card. Have a reason for that.
Yeah, I like the idea. Cena showed up late for a championship match on pay-per-view.
I don't know.
The guy's slipping.
The old four flat tires thing with
yeah.
If anybody's ever seen that one, the Freebirds, Kevin Sullivan, and Austin Idol in Georgia, and I don't know if they did this anywhere else, but they have this thing. They're kind of teasing Idol and Sullivan, and can Idol really be trusted? He's such an arrogant prick, but they're feuding with the Freebirds, and the Freebirds people really hate. But Idol's late to help Kevin Sullivan for a tag team match, and he doesn't show up. And Gordon Soley's wondering, Idol, you know, hey, Kevin, can you really trust this guy? And then finally, the Freebirds are cutting a promo at the end. They've lost the tag match by forfeit, I believe it was, and they're all screwed there. And Gordon Soley's talking to the Freebirds. All of a sudden, Austin Idol at the end of the show busts into the building, and he busts into the interview. And Michael Hayes is just, you know, smirking. He's laughing. It's just like, you know, it's amazing, you know, because Idol said, hey, he had flat tires. Gordon Soley rolls his eyes. And Michael Hayes goes, and I'm paraphrasing here, much better when he does it, you know, what are the odds somebody would just, you know, try to come to the show and end up with four flat tires? And Idol just looks at him and goes, four flat tires? I just said I had a flat tire. How'd you know four were gone? And they all start brawling, and it was awesome.
They could do it. I wouldn't hold my breath, though. So,
yeah, he couldn't breathe.
Yeah. A couple of other notes here. I heard about this a few days ago, but now it's been confirmed. So the Yeti and Sara Lee have both reported to WWE Developmental. They were the winners of Tough Enough. And I guess leapfrogging them in some ways, I don't know if Amanda has been hired by WWE in the sense that I don't know if she's been given like a wrestling contract. I do know that when you do a reality show like the one they did, I mean, obviously, if they want to, they can offer everybody that was a contestant on that show a contract. But the issue is there's a certain amount of time, I believe, that they have to wait before they can sign them to wrestling contracts. So I don't think that Amanda has been signed as a wrestler yet, but she's already hot at work for Total Divas. We can talk about that after the break and more. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The Doctor of Lucha, Steve Sims, is going to be on the show here in about 15 minutes, talking all of the news south of the border. And yesterday on Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer and I talked about an article by Thomas Hauser. It came out recently. Can boxing trust USADA? Questions surround drug testing for Mayweather-Pacquiao and other bouts. And the article is way too long to read here on the air. You can go Google it and find it yourself. But Mike sent me this Q&A with the author, Thomas Hauser. And luckily, one of the questions asked to him was, for those inclined for a Cliff Notes version of your article, what are the top three notable takeaways? And he said, for me, the three key points are, number one, 18 days after Pacquiao-Mayweather, USADA granted Mayweather a retroactive therapeutic use exemption for a procedure that's on the WADA prohibited substances and methods list. That's number one. Number two, the two testosterone to epitestosterone ratio test results that we have for Mayweather, both of which are posted with the article, raise a host, he says, of unanswered questions. And three, USADA has yet to satisfactorily explain its behavior with regard to Eric Morales' clenbuterol fiasco. Now, the reason that this ties in everything that we normally talk about on the show is not just because Floyd Mayweather is a huge draw in boxing, but USADA is responsible for doing the drug testing for UFC. So if there are major issues with USADA and their drug testing, this is a big story in mixed martial arts. Now, today, USADA, for those of you that heard the show last night, they sent out a statement, and I'm going to read some of this here. Whether due to a genuine misunderstanding, they said, of the facts or an intentional desire to mislead, numerous unfounded and false accusations have been leveled against USADA in recent online articles. Our sole mission is to protect a clean sport, etc., etc. They did state that there is one thing in particular that they want to address, which is the false suggestion, they claim, that Floyd Mayweather violated the rules by receiving an IV infusion of saline and vitamins. And they say here, as we already publicly reported in May of this year, was publicly reported by the NSAC, Mr. Mayweather applied for and was granted a therapeutic use exemption, a TUE, by USADA for an IV infusion of saline and vitamins that was administered prior to his May 2nd fight against Manny Pacquiao. Mr. Mayweather's use of the IV was not prohibited under the NSAC rules at the time and would not be a violation of the NSAC rules today. Because as everybody is aware, that's actually for UFC. IVs are going to be banned, but they have not been banned yet, and they are not going to be banned until November. So they're saying here that this usage of an IV infusion was not prohibited by the NSAC at the time. They said, however, because Mayweather was voluntarily taking part in a USADA program and therefore subject to the rules of the WADA code, he took the additional step of applying for a TUE after the IV infusion was administered. It says that he informed USADA in advance of the IV. He applied for this. And it did not, the okay was not given until after the fight was over. It was not approved until after the fight. But they're saying here that he was playing by the rules. He alerted USADA in advance. He applied, And the reason it was a retroactive TUE was because they just didn't process all of the paperwork until after the fight was over. As Dave noted last night, the second thing that Thomas Hauser was upset about was this testosterone to epitestosterone ratio being low. And while it was low, in Dave's opinion, it was not alarmingly low. And so they're actually, like, John Jones, for example, had like a 0.25, which Dave found alarmingly low. And it should be noted that many people in the, I guess, I don't know how I would term them, but many people that followed the drug testing and such very, very closely, they were not alarmed by John Jones' super low testosterone, epitestosterone ratio. So the moral of the story is, it's a really good article. It raises a lot of questions. It appears to be somewhat damning to Floyd Mayweather. But USADA, Floyd Mayweather, and others are all saying maybe there's too much being read into this. Obviously, you read the article, Mike. You followed this here for a long time. What is your take on Thomas Hauser's article, how this applies to mixed martial arts, and whether it is damning to Floyd Mayweather?
Well, first, you know, it's not like Thomas Hauser is a fly-by-night guy. To a lot of younger people, they may not know who he is, but
he's a big-time guy.
Yeah, he's been nominated for a Pulitzer, and I would suggest anybody, if you're a combat sports fan, the biography that he did on Muhammad Ali is a must-read. I mean, absolutely outstanding. I mean, I don't know if he's technically was Ali's house biographer, but I believe actually he was, and he's done absolutely great work. This is a long article. It does take shots, I guess, at Travis Tigert, who runs USADA. There is a lot of reliance upon Victor Conti, the former Balco head. So you have to take that into account because, you know, it's almost like Victor Conti he is so in the opposite direction now of what he used to do, which was create a lot of these substances, that it's almost comedic. And in some ways, it's hard to believe. It's almost just like he wants to get back at the athletes because he's the one who got busted. So sometimes you have to take what he is saying and really level it out with the reputation that he has. But Hauser really does paint a very incestuous picture, which I guess should not be a surprise, although it is very, very disappointing, with the sliding scale of pricing that they do, the fact that they do no CIR test. Which is the thing that cleared John Jones when it came to his testosterone to epitestosterone level. They don't do that. They claim it's too expensive, even though they have that sliding scale, like I said, for fees, and sometimes charges much, much more than VADA does, who will do that sort of testing.
Isn't Floyd the promoter, his own promoter?
That's one of the problems that's brought up there, too.
And you're telling me Floyd Mayweather can't afford
to pay...
WADA for CIR testing? It's ridiculous.
Or because that they are already getting money from the federal government, you could say in theory that maybe like a state, like wherever this fight is taking place, most cases Nevada, maybe they would help out and throw some money in on that because they would have it earmarked for it. And then that way, maybe they can get the entire testing results, which found out, I never had thought of this before. I just would have figured they get all the testing results if they ask. They only get what USADA sends them, which ties into the incestuous relationship with the promoter. And he tells a story, and this is where, to me, the story about Eric Morales testing positive for clenbuterol, which is an asthma medication that we use in this country for meat, that he tested positive in 2012 before his fight with Swift Garcia, and the A sample came up dirty. I remember when it did, and it was so close to fight time, they ended up just saying, you know, he needs his day in court, and then he got dragged out past the fight. Well, now we know why. The A sample came back bad. The B sample came back bad, and they were taken on October 3rd. October 10th, he tested positive twice more, which means he tested positive four times. And then the fight takes place on October 17th. They don't find out, you know, the quote-unquote, the actual results until after that. And it's just, you know, when you read that part of the story and the things that went down with there, it's absolutely head-scratching. Concerning, it seemed to be that it was suggested to Morales that, well, maybe you unintentionally ingested contaminated food. Maybe that's what it was. By a USADA official, according to a report in the New York Times that they cite. So, to me, the situation with Morales sheds a darker, more ominous light on everything that, Travis Tiger and USADA is doing and their relationship with promoters. And at that time, Eric Morales was with Golden Boy Promotions, and this Garcia thing was a big fight because they were building up Danny Garcia, you know, possibly at that time for a fight with Floyd Mayweather. And that sheds a much more ominous light on, you know, the deal with the UFC. And we can probably talk about it on another show because we have Dr. Lucha coming up. But it's you got to read this article. It is incredibly interesting. And again, as it relates to UFC, we'll have to see what happens, but not good for USADA.
Thomas Hauser, back in a moment with Dr. Lucha, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Football season starts Sunday, and you could kick things off by winning $2 million at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's fantasy football on demand. Play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this. It may only be week one, but it already feels like the playoffs at DraftKings.com. And every broken tackle or spectacular catch could take you closer to a $2 million payday. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code ATTACK to play free for a shot at $2 million in Sunday's $10 million Millionaire Maker. Enter ATTACK for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $23.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And yes, he has returned. Dr. Lucha is here on the show today to talk about Lucha. Dr. Lucha, what's up?
Wait, we're not talking about NFL now that the NFL's here?
Don't even make me ask it.
The Seahawks and the Rams?
No, there's too much.
We, we have another Atlantis Mask Match to look forward to.
That's right. Atlantis Mask Match headlining the CMLL Anniversary Show, which is taking place next Friday. Head-to-head, by the way, with Ring of Honor. And what do you make of the show, Dr. Lucha?
Well, it's a one-match show. The biggest news really since the announcement was the introduction of L.A. Park and Wagner back in the promotion to work this show. Wagner's been on his good behavior and maybe asked to stay a little bit longer, but L.A. Park was L.A. Park and is already back out of the card, off the show. He used a curse word that was a mild curse at Arena Mexico last Friday night while it was being taped by a TV channel that is not Televisa, and they were unhappy with him. Apparently, they hit on their website where they state what they the reasons they fired him. They had said they had warned him not to use any language, but he did anyway, and they let him go. And so the match second from the top that was going to be so interesting is now much less interesting.
Wait, Steve, now it was that and just an excuse, though, because it seems that every time that he's had a microphone in his face, I'm overstating this, but at least when he's asked, he's made his, feelings quite clear on what he thinks about CMLL and the whole reason that he was there, which was just, I think, Rush's hair. And doing a match like that where he seemed disinterested in everything else. Is that more the case of them just trying to nip something in the bud or really just using the language as an excuse?
Well, I believe there's three answers to that very quickly. One is they appear to have made an announcement and told people not to do this, and then he went right out and did it. To the extent of if CMLL doesn't do it, then what kind of a stance does that put the front office in with all the other wrestlers? It says you told us on Friday night not to do it. Somebody went out and did it on Friday night, and there's no repercussions. So they have a little bit of face to save on that. Second is that I suspect they're going to bring him back at some point in time and still do this. Park versus Rush, mask versus hair match, and they wanted to make it clear to him now that when they do bring him back, you better behave. We'll do it, and you'll make a lot of money, but you've got to behave. And then the third thing is maybe there is some yes nipping in the they were hypersensitive to the fact that at any second Park could disobey them, and they weren't even going to risk having him go out there, having done a very minor infraction, and then do something major that they didn't want because they know that he's gotten to the point where they're not sure they can trust him.
I guess in a very digested way, I try to explain the difference between Mr. Nabla's situation, which has got to do with being messed up inside the ring and obviously with all of his demons, as opposed to them, killing it with La Parca, and you go, God, and Mr. Nabla is still there.
Family.
Why is Mr. Nabla still there? Well, that's, yeah, but can you explain why when it comes to him? And is there any concern with how he is lucidity-wise going into a big match on a pay-per-view against, guys who fly around?
All right. Briefly, two or three answers on that. As far as Nabla is concerned, frankly, Brian and Mike, there's a chance that he's going to show up out of his gourd next Friday night on the anniversary show as well. He has tended, he's been working for the company since 1997 or 8. He has tended to show up for the very biggest shows when he's been on them in condition to work. As time has gone by and his crises haven't improved, that he's a bigger risk than I would put out there, but the promotion must feel that they can count on him for a very short-term period on a big show. The bigger question to me is why doesn't somebody, there are ways for somebody that's showing up to work like this repeatedly. There are ways to get help for somebody. And he never gets any better, but I see other people in the U.S. side of the border who have very bad addiction problems, and some of them get better. I'm just wondering why is CMLL abandoning him and he has no money left and he can't afford to get better? But it's a very sad situation.
Well, I'm sure that's absolutely the case for him, but for the company, that's where they should step in. It's not like, CMLL is standing anywhere begging on a corner for money. They got it.
They got it, and it may be because he has no money, he's coming to them very truthfully and saying, this is the only way I'm going to have any money to go to the doctors if you book me. or in independent shows, and they let him work some independent shows as well. So he is very well liked, and he's kind of not the class clown, but he is a very humorous person in the locker room, and people find him very funny and easy to get along with. And I think everybody's rooting for him. And by now, it just appears that there is no limit by which if he can get to the arena, they're gonna try and make something with him. They did, in fact, pull him out of last year's just judging, not wrestling, but just judging for last year's the really good Busca de Unidolo contest, because he showed up 2 out of 3 weeks in a row, or in a 3-week span, he showed up twice, just 2, 3, 4 sheets to the wind and stuff like that. On Park, I'm still not convinced they're not going to bring him back and do this match. That would be a gigantically good feather in Rush's cap over the next 5 years to have taken the mask of Park. And at some point in time, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they actually did it.
So you think that it's more likely that La Parca would lose his mask to Rush than the Wagner Park match people have been talking about forever?
Well, he would prefer to lose it to Wagner, because Wagner is his friend, and they have gone, you know, around the horn for years trying to work up a way to do it. But he's 50, he's 300 pounds. He realizes his year of charisma, his ability to be charismatic and be a draw more than just on a very short-term basis. And he had interjected a lot of energy in the promotion the last few weeks, but trust me, within a month it was going to tail off significantly. He's a very short-term, huge shot in the arm and a big help, but for a long-term, it would have gotten old.
Now, the main event, I want to talk about this. We got Atlantis and Sombra. It's a mask versus mask match. And Atlantis is getting up there in years. God only knows how much time he's got left. Who is winning this match, Steve?
Oh, I think La Sombra is winning the match. I would be very, very surprised if Atlantis won.
Thank God, which is nothing against Atlantis.
So suddenly, it's almost like he gave notice and he said, okay, I woke up this morning, my back was in pain and stuff. I've sacrificed for the company for 32 years. I appreciate you guys that put me over so great. Let me get a nice payoff for dropping the mask and whoever you want me to lose it to, and let me ride off into the sunset. That's the kind of quickness with which all this feud came up in the last couple of months. And it's not somebody he had been feuding with before or normally feuding with. It has all kinds of outside arrows pointing, just all kinds of fingers pointing at Atlantis losing, and no great reason other than the fact that Atlantis has 30 years of perfect record defending his mask. No other reason Atlantis should win.
Well, Sombra, you know, he's only 25 years old, and when I saw it, I had some concern over Atlantis winning, and this is nothing against Atlantis, because I'd be fine with him keeping his mask until, you know, for another shot, too, but is there concern over guys because they're looking for the quick payoff, and I don't even mean quick, I mean 10 years, you know, Sombra's 35 years old. And you start talking about taking the mask off because there's so much money involved in it and you don't necessarily need it anymore. Is there any concern with these things always happening too fast, where I'm not saying you're going to run out of mask men. You'll never run out of mask men in Mexico. But trying to draw up things where they matter as much as like Atlantis has.
I see your point, and I think there's a lot of validity to it. This happened way too fast for me, and I think it's happened way too fast for a lot of fans. They would really have enjoyed it more if the guys had feuded up until next March, and as it happened next March at the Dos Leyendas show. See, I'm still not sure, guys, that they didn't have in the back of their heads, and this is something they have done 30 years ago, or 25 years ago, but they haven't done it recently. But I'm not so sure they weren't going to use this big gate, take Atlantis' retirement, make some money off of it, and then come back the next week with another $1 million gate right behind it and have Rush and Parca do their mass care match just a week later.
Wow.
That's what I would have, if I were the promoter, and knowing how quickly Park goes, I would have just ran the entire feud and that angle in the semifinal and come back with it the next week.
Now why would you do that instead of waiting for Dos Leyendas? Because you're not sure that Park is going to last that long?
He is aging rapidly. He has aged 20 years in the last 5.
Wow. Now,
That's not to say it's a fact. That's just, if I were the booker, that's exactly what I would have been looking to do.
Sure. Now, Sombra being chosen, let's just say that Atlantis is losing his mask. Sombra being chosen as a guy to take it off him. If you were in charge, Dr. Lucha, is Sombra the right man to take this mask?
That's an excellent question. I have always looked at the business side of things. I have always looked at what would make the most promotion, money for the promotion, and make the biggest star down the road. And the first one that comes up to mind is Rush, but I still think they have Rush just slotted in their heads for some time in the next year with Park. And that's big enough for him, and that's fine. So throw him out. He's already got something that they will probably, better than 50% chance, they'll try and run it in the next year. And then you look at who can be made with this mask match. Sombra is a kind of a cool heel. He's not really, he doesn't stir the passions as much as Rush did, but he has more technical moves and stuff like that. And that may be they see that as the direction that just general lucha and wrestling is going, and looking at all the promotions like PWG and New Japan and stuff like that, and that La Sombra is the prototypical guy of what wrestling will look like worldwide, the top of the level wrestling for the next 10 or 15 years. And he would be probably a very good person to be one of the two or three faces of the company, and eventually set him up for a big match against whoever happens to be the other biggest star of the company 10 or 15 years from now for his mask.
Now, if they did this match, and Sombra goes in there and he beats the legendary Atlantis and he takes his mask, and then he goes on a tear like the original Mystico, he does not lose any matches, he starts beating everybody with his move in every single match, maybe he wins another mask at Dos Leyendas. I mean, can this guy, if they do this right with this big win here, can CMLL turn itself around, move its way into another boom period with Sombra on top?
Well, their definition of a boom period now is to find a way to charge more at their four to five big major events of the year. I think Dave ran something a while back that I had heard and that Cubs fan had heard and others have heard, that they're belief is that the regular house show business is now going to be more like, in the next 10 years, is going to be like the WWE's, where it's the stars appearing in front of the fans doing their moves, but that the bulk of the money and the bulk of the things that happen at the mega shows each year. And Sombra is a very good mega show. I mean, he's at the best when the spotlight is the biggest and has the long third falls and the chance to show off all of his moves and stuff. So he may be the very best person they have to do it right now.
Well, we're going to head to a break, but Dr. Lucha, I'm thinking that unless there is breaking huge news, I think we should do another segment tomorrow on the show. What do you think?
Oh, I'm fine with it. I'm free and ready to do it.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And yes, Dr. Lucha will be returning to the show tomorrow. We'll do another segment talking more about the anniversary show as well as AAA. The pay-per-view buy rate for that AAA pay-per-view came back and did better than a lot of people expected. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Prior to refunds, I might add. A high-profile music promoter, a Cindy solicitor, and a known crime figure are among five people arrested in Australia and the United States on Thursday in connection with an alleged importation of 300 kilograms of cocaine and money laundering. Music identity Andrew McManus, 54, was arrested at Melbourne Airport last night following the arrest in Sydney of crime figure Craig Huesler, King's Cross solicitor Michael Croak, and Auburn pastry shop owner Ezeki Adelgen. And the point of all of this is that this Andrew McManus fella was the former promoter of the World Wrestling All-Stars that ran in Australia. I believe they ran like five pay-per-views. They had a series of shows, actually. And now Andrew McManus is in big trouble. This is from smh.com.au. If you want to Google it, police and FBI swoop in on alleged drug syndicate, and Andrew McManus has been arrested. So there you go. We're going to be back tomorrow with more, everybody. We'll probably take your phone calls. As noted, Dr. Lucha will join us as well. We'll talk about any news. And Vinny and I are going to be back tonight with more Wednesday Night Wars NXT. 19 years ago on Monday Night Raw. It's going to be a fun time. Thanks, everybody at Sports Byline. Mike, as always, Dr. Lucha, all of the callers and listeners. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA. Radio Network.